भगवद्गीता 3.38 धूमेनावृयते वहनिर् यथादर्शो मलेन च यथोल्बेनावृतो गर्भस् तथा तेनेदमावृतम्। धूमेन आवृयते वहनिर्, धूमेन स्मोक, जस्ट स्मोक आवृयते कवर्स वहनिर् फायर। यथा दर्शो मलेन च, दर्श refers to mirror, that which gives us darshan, which enables us to see ourselves, that is mirror. Amalena cha, when mirror is covered by dust, then it becomes covered, we can't see. Yatholben avruto garbhas, and ulba is the infant, as the infant is covered by the womb, garbhas, tatha tenedam avrutam. So tena, that is a pronoun which refers to what was stated in the previous verse, that is kama. So similarly, kama avrutam, kama covers us. Tatha tenedam avrutam. So what is covered is not mentioned explicitly, but it's understood that lust is covering the soul, covering all of us. That will be mentioned in the next verse. So now Krishna is explaining how lust acts as an enemy. The previous verse ended with ihavairinam, this is your enemy. Now the question may come up, oh, if it's lust is my enemy, how does it act? Normally, if say I have an enemy like Karna, he'll be in front of me and he will shoot arrows at me. So, how is this enemy going to act? This enemy acts by covering us. When the warriors would fight, normally they would fight with bows and arrows or swords or maces or whatever. But sometimes they would start using mystic weapons. And some of the mystic weapons would just create a blanket of darkness around the enemy. And then once the blanket of darkness is there all around the enemy can't see, and then shoot arrows at the person. So because of not being able to see, the enemy becomes helpless and becomes easily attacked, wounded, and even destroyed. So covering the enemy is one way of making the enemy incapable of even defending, leave alone attacking. So at a simpler level, sometimes if a thief wants to steal something from someone, thief may just throw sand into the eyes of the person, or throw the dust or throw mud or something like that in the eyes of a person. So then the person gets temporarily blinded. And during that time, it's difficult to defend or attack. And the thief comes and steals things. So avritam. So similarly, lust covers us up. And by covering us, that is the modus operandi, that is the means by which it deludes us and it makes us act self-destructively. So we will discuss further about how lust covers and deludes. Here we will focus more on the metaphors. So this talks now about the degrees of covering. Now the first is fire covered by smoke. The fire is bright and illuminating. Smoke covers the illumination, and smoke is often irritating. So at the same time, if a person is expert, then that person can stoke the fire and the smoke will disappear and the fire will blaze forth. So the acharyas explain that this metaphor refers to the soul covered by lust in a human form. In the human form, the soul's consciousness is quite close to being manifested. So, in its spiritual glory. So, there is a covering still, but that covering is the covering of lust. And that covering is relatively thin. So, just as smoke is above fire and smoke can be separated from fire by expert handling. So, similarly, smoke can be removed by diligent practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga. So when we take guidance from Guru Sadhu Shastra, and just as, you know, if we just try to blow smoke, arbitrarily sometimes the smoke may spread. But if there's an expert who knows how to blow the smoke, then the fire gets choked and blazes forward, the smoke goes away. Similarly, if we work under expert guidance and follow the process for controlling and countering lust, then gradually the smoke-like lust disappears. It gets dissipated. And the pure consciousness of the soul blazes forward, glows forward. Now, the mirror covered by dust refers to the animal species. Therein, the soul is covered to such an extent that perception becomes quite distorted. So when smoke covers fire, we can see the fire, but we cannot benefit as much as we would like from the fire. But suppose a mirror is covered by a very thick layer of mud. Sometimes the layer of dust can be so thick that an observer may not even realize that there is a mirror behind this. So like that, in animal species, the covering of materialism, of material desires, centered on sex, but eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Those drives so totally determine and dominate the soul's behavior in that body that the spark of spirit, the capacity for spiritual inquiry that is there within the soul, that is not even manifested. Just as the mirror is not even seen if covered by a very thick layer of dust. So for such a thick layer of dust, removing it requires greater endeavor. And similarly, for the animals, to remove the covering of lust requires their first coming to the human form. Because the animals more or less work by instinct. Even if they have some intelligence to discriminate, that discrimination is still for, okay, where can I get better eating, sleeping, mating, defending? Not about where I can inquire about life's higher purpose, where I can develop myself spiritually. That intelligence they don't have. So there the time is much more. So if you see smoke is like a very thin, insubstantial covering on fire. Whereas dust is a thicker, more substantial covering. And then yathol bain avruto garbhas, just as a womb covers the infant within. Now some in the early stages, when a woman is pregnant, there may not even be the recognition that there is an infant inside. And even if there is a recognition, if the baby bump appears, but still, it takes time. It takes 9-10 months usually for the child to appear from the womb. So similarly, this covering of an embryo in the womb refers to the soul in the plant species. There the soul is so covered, it's like the embryo is helpless. The embryo can't move or do anything. Similarly, the soul in the plant species is helpless. It can't even move. You know, its only purpose of life, its only definition of success is to grow. And it can't move. And for example, if the soul is a blade of grass, then the only definition is to just grow, and grow also in one dimension, vertically. And that also it can't grow very high. So there the soul's spiritual potential is almost entirely covered. And only when the soul eventually comes to a human form, then one can start countering the covering of lust. So, through these three metaphors, Krishna is telling that how Iha Vairinam is the enemy of the world. So, both these describers Iha and Vairinam are elaborated in this verse. So how it is a Vairi? Avritam, it covers. And exactly how it covers and how that covering makes it in an enemy, that will be explained in the next verse. But in this verse, Iha, in this world means for all living beings in this world, it is the enemy. It is the enemy of the world, it is said. It is the enemy in this world, it is the enemy of the world. That means for all living beings, lust is the enemy. So even if some living beings don't appear to be troubled by lust, but still they also are tormented by lust. And in their human forms, they were so tormented that now they have got lower forms. So plants, animals, humans, everyone is covered by lust, is deluded by lust, their consciousness is constricted by lust. And in that way, they are bound. So this verse describes the pervasiveness of the power of the enemy. That the enemy has attacked and subjugated, imprisoned all living beings in the existence, in material existence. Yeah, in this world, everyone, Arjuna, is covered by lust. So how that covering works and how it can be countered, that will be discussed in the future verses. Thank you.